You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. Thank you so much for joining us every weekday, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m., right here on WWBC 100.7 FM, 99.9 FM, 94.7 FM. Our pastors greet you, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. We want to share the exciting news about a wonderful conference taking place this Saturday, February 19th through Monday, February 21st. It is the Business Anointing Christ in the Marketplace Conference. The conference will be held nightly right there at Victory International Praise Ministries, 250 North Babcock Street. Join us in here. International speaker Dr. Andrew Lloyd kicking the conference off Saturday night at 5 p.m. Once again, Dr. Lloyd, Sunday morning at 11 a.m., our very own Pastor Thomas Robinson, Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Pastor Thomas is hosting a Streams of Income class, 12 noon on Monday, February 21st. And then Dr. Lloyd will close out the Business Anointing Christ in the Marketplace Conference Monday, February 21st at 7 p.m. If you have questions, if you can't make it in person, it's free, completely in person. If you need to join us online, you don't want to miss out, but you won't be able to travel to the VIP ministries, there is a way you can join us using WebEx app online. Please contact us via email so you can register. We can get the information on how to register and sign up for a nominal fee at VIP Ministries with an S at att.net or tomrob7662@gmail.com. Two email contacts. Contact us. Just let us know. I need the information of how I can be a part of this online. I need to know how to sign up and get registered for the WebEx app. We want to see you in the building. We don't want you to miss this divine and anointed time where God is going to launch entrepreneurs, where God is going to bring increase to business, multiple streams of income to those of us that are working with one stream. God wants to bring upgrade and increase to his people. We want you to be in the place so you can get the information, the download from heaven from Dr. Andrew Lloyd and Pastor Thomas Robinson. I'm your host today, Andre Jordan. God bless you. Let's pray really quick. We're going to continue talking about supernatural forgiveness. Father, thank you so much for being a great God, for everything that you do, all of the grace and the mercy we've received already today. I pray for this topic, supernatural forgiveness. God, we need an upgrade and an increase in walking in forgiveness. Would you please meet us through the word? Show us how to be strong in forgiveness, quick to forgive. Show us how to be obedient in this area. Father, our forgiveness is contingent upon us releasing and forgiving others. We want to be forgivers. We want to be like Jesus. So we pray for your help today. We pray that you're glorified. In the name of Jesus, amen. So I want to continue this thought of forgiveness. Forgiveness, we read previously Matthew 18 and 21. Jesus had a conversation with Peter, and he said to Peter, when Peter asked, "Lord, how many times will my brother keep coming back to me, offending me? Shall I forgive him? Shall I forgive him? Seven times?" Seven representing the number of completion. Peter said, "Now enough is enough." But Jesus answered Peter and he said, "No." So the answer is no. There's not a limit on how many times we forgive those that trespass against us. Jesus answered, Matthew 18, 21 is where the scripture reading came from. Jesus answered, "No, you're not going to limit forgiveness, Peter. You're not going to limit and put a limit, put a number on it." Jesus said, "No, but up to 70 times seven." He said, it's you keep forgiving and you forgive again and you forgive again and you forgive again and you release and you forgive and you release and you forgive. Because that is what God has done for you and I in Christ Jesus. So we looked at forgiveness. I want to read another passage from Matthew. Matthew 6, and we're going to read starting at verse 14. "For if you forgive men," well, let me just go ahead and do it justice. Let me go ahead and start with verse 9. This is what we refer to as the Lord's Prayer when they ask the Lord to teach us how to pray. "Pray like this," Jesus said. "Pray after this manner. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." Verse 12, "And forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us." Verse 13, "And lead us not into temptation." Help us not to yield to temptation, but deliver us from evil. "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." Rescue us from the evil one, they pray. Four, now back to verse 14. I'm in Matthew 6, verse 14. "For if you forgive men their trespasses," condition, if you forgive men their trespasses, "your heavenly Father will also forgive you." If you forgive men their trespasses, here comes the condition, "your heavenly Father will also forgive you." We have been forgiven, therefore we forgive. We forgive because we have been forgiven. If we will forgive, our Heavenly Father will forgive us. But, key verse, verse 15, "but if you will not forgive men their trespasses," but if you will not forgive those that sin against you, "your Heavenly Father will not forgive you." But if you refuse to forgive others, if you refuse, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you your sins, your trespasses, your iniquity, your missing the mark, your sins of omission, your deliberate intentional sins of commission. That's important. So we have to realize forgiveness is not optional, it's mandatory. It's mandated that I forgive. And when I struggle with it, as I sometimes do, I must come to the Father. I must come back to the altar. And I must allow him to forgive through me. I must yield myself, yield my members, yield my heart, put myself on the altar, fast and pray whatever it takes till the spirit of unforgiveness is broken off of me. Declare the word of God that I forgive as I've been forgiven. Declare and agree with God's word that I walk in forgiveness. Well, I want to talk about Sometimes we think, well, if I forgive, I'm excusing their sin. If I forgive them, I'm saying what they did was okay, what they did was right. But that's a trick of the enemy, because the enemy wants us bound, tied up and chained in unforgiveness. It paralyzes us. We're not free to serve God because it's a ball and a chain holding us down, because our heart isn't pure. Our heart isn't clean. So we're hindered. And the scripture has told us to lay aside every weight and the sin that besets us, that hinders us, that holds us back, that keeps us from our potential, that keeps us from ascending before the throne of the Father. Forgiveness is not optional. It's mandatory. Forgiveness sets us free. Forgiveness keeps our slate clean before the Lord. Forgiveness keeps our pipe where the Holy Spirit, the living water, can flow through us and flow out of us. Unforgiveness clogs the pipe. It's like the gunk in a natural sink and pipe. The gunk that has to be dug out. The pipe is clogged. All kinds of gunk and grease and hair and mat and nastiness. And that's what's in our hearts when we don't forgive, nastiness. But God declares we're not excusing people when we forgive, but we're forgiving because God requires it of us. God has said forgive. When we forgive, we release people and the offense unto God. When we forgive, we say, God, you're the righteous judge. I release this situation to you, that you will judge this righteously, and that only you have the ability and the power to measure out a judgment, because only you are holy and without sin. All of us have fallen short and missed the mark. All of us have stood in need of forgiveness. I need forgiveness today. You need forgiveness today, and we're gonna need it again tomorrow. Sometimes we don't even intentionally offend, but yet we offend. Someone takes something we say the wrong way, and before you know it, there is an offense. Forgiveness is not us waiting for time to heal the wound and then I'll forgive you. No, we gotta forgive in the midst of the hurt. We gotta forgive in the midst of the pain. That's what makes it unnatural. That's what makes it supernatural. I'm not waiting to be whole to forgive. I'm forgiving in my tears. I'm declaring and decree, Father, I forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, I forgive them, because they intentionally, deliberately do know what they did. But nevertheless, my position is a position of forgiveness. My position is a position of humbling myself before the Lord. My position is a position of crying out to the Lord to strengthen me to overcome. I'm an overcomer, he declares. Forgiveness does not mean I let you off the hook. Sometimes we feel used. We feel like if I forgive them, I feel used. I feel abused. I feel wronged in this. But you know what? It's not about you. Can I say that? Hello. It's not about you. It's about God. It's about pleasing the Father. It's about staying in alignment with the Father. It's about staying in a position that he can use me, because I'm not weighted, chained down, not free. Forgiveness brings freedom. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Forgiveness doesn't always mean there will be reconciliation, but there must be forgiveness. Sometimes the relationship is destroyed and we cannot reconcile, but we can forgive truly from our heart. We can forgive and release unto the Lord. Forgiveness does not mean I excuse unjust behavior. Wrong is wrong. Sin is sin. Evil is evil. But it's not my place to be unforgiving. It's not my place. Forgiveness means I gotta work through the hurt, gotta work through it, and the Lord working with me, the Lord working with me, the Holy Spirit working with me. Come on, come through, the Holy Spirit working with me, pointing me to forgiveness, pointing me to the Word of God, bringing the Word of God to my remembrance. You can't do everything you want to do. Sometimes we say, I'm going to do this, and before we know it, here comes the Holy Spirit. Sweet, sweet, gentle voice. Now listen. That's not of God.
yield to him, I pray in the name of Jesus, that we would yield to his still small voice. Guess what? Forgiveness doesn't mean what happened was fair. Oh, it's not fair. Forgiveness is not fair. Forgiveness is freedom. Forgiveness is required. Forgiveness is mandatory. Forgiveness is not fair. Forget fair. Think just. God is just. Don't allow the enemy to let any of these excuses hold you back from walking in forgiveness, from me walking in forgiveness. Oh, no, it's not fair. I'm not looking for fair. I'm looking for but the Lord, my God. He is a just God. Forgiveness doesn't mean stuffing down my anger. I'm not upset. Oh, I got to walk in truth to be forgiving. I got to release the anger to the Lord. I got to release the matter to the Lord. All of it, God. Take all of the anger. Take all of that they done me wrong. Take all of the pain, the bitterness. Take it out of our hearts today. Deliver somebody, I pray in the name of Jesus. Hearing this broadcast is being delivered and set free today. You didn't think you could ever forgive that person for what happened, what they did. Ugly things have happened. Terrible things have happened. Terrible wrongs were wrought. But in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray release. I pray the Lord's release for you. You think you've been keeping them in bondage. You've been keeping yourself in bondage. But I declare the release of the Lord today that we see in the scripture in Matthew 18 and 21, where the Lord, the master, forgave the servant that owed him millions. I pray the Lord's release today that you break through out of the prison cell that you've kept yourself in with your unforgiveness. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you break free today, that you break forth today, that you are loosed in Jesus' name from that which binds you. Unforgiveness, oh, it'll tie us up in knots like a pretzel. That's what the devil wants. That's what the enemy wants. But the Lord empowers you today. The Lord empowers me today. There's a supernatural empowerment with this kingdom sound to forgive at a higher level. Those of us that have forgiven, but the enemy keeps beating us down with what happened. I decree and declare unto you today, forget those things which are behind, and we press forward. Forget what happened. Through the blood of Jesus, oh, we put the blood on it. The enemy says, oh, I can't forget. In the name of Jesus, a supernatural ability to forget and release. Not that in the natural our mind won't remember, but I forget. Oh, the harshness of it. I forget. It's like a distant memory. In the name of Jesus, God is supernatural, and he can do a supernatural work in us concerning forgiveness. We don't have to be bound in bitterness. We don't have to be bound in unforgiveness. We don't have to be bound in hatred and malice and the works of the flesh and revenge and vengeance and, oh, hatred. We do not. Not anymore. If you thought you had, the word of the Lord has come in its shine light today. Forgiveness is supernatural. It's a supernatural empowerment of God. Anything he asks us to do, he supplies the supernatural power to do it if we come to him and humble ourselves and agree with him and agree with his word and declare if the word of the Lord says it. We just read Matthew 6, 9 through 15. If the word of the Lord says it, we can do it. Forgiveness means being Christ-like, releasing the hurt. Yes, we feel the pain, but we release it. Cast all of it onto the Lord, all of it, every bit of it. It's unconditional. Mandate, required, mandatory that I forgive. God is not going to back up off of it. He's not going to say, oh, but that horrible thing that man did. Oh, but the horrible thing that woman did. Okay, you can be excused from forgiving. No, sir, no, ma'am. It's unconditional mandate that you must forgive, that you must release it. So what? He can forgive you so that he can take the pain. It's a choice. It's a choice. It's an act of our will. It's an act of our will. Think about the woman caught in the act of adultery. The stone throwers, her accusers, were ready. Killer! Stoner! Oh, the penalty was death. Come on now. Weren't we caught in something? Weren't we caught in some kind of a sin? Wasn't the penalty death, for the wages of sin is death? But the mercies of God, when Jesus encountered her, he challenged everybody. You without sin, come on. No matter what we've experienced, no matter what loss we've experienced, no matter what hurt or pain we've experienced, the wages of all sin is death, including yours and mine. And because God was merciful to me, so merciful, God's been merciful to you, how dare we not forgive? How dare we receive the forgiveness of the Father's hand? Mercy, compassion, grace, forgiveness, release, the debt paid in full. And we not, how dare we accept God looking beyond our fault, and we refuse to look beyond the fault of another human. The fact that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity tells us that we're flawed, that we're human, that we're gonna need forgiveness, that we're imperfect beings, that the same way that we need forgiveness, we must extend it to everyone else. It is the life-changing power of God, the priceless gift of God, his mercy, his favor, his forgiveness that we need, that we also extend. What if we don't forgive? Feel like it. Thank God forgiveness is not based on a feeling, but it's based on the word of God. It doesn't matter how we feel. It's an act and a choice of our will. With everything in us today, we have to release resentment towards the offender. We have to allow we have to forgive. Guess what? Even when people don't say they're sorry, even when people don't acknowledge it, we have to release all of our rights. We have to release the right to be angry and upset and stay that way. Release the right to be bitter. Release the desire to get even. Romans 12:17 says, we don't repay evil for evil, but we have to do what's right in the sight of God. We have to do what pleases the Father. Proverbs 17:9 says, he that covers an offense promotes love. To cover an offense promotes love. To forgive, we extend mercy. We give a gift of grace. We give a gift of mercy. When we give the gift of forgiveness, we set the captive free. We set the offender free, just like God in Christ has forgiven us. That is what we're doing. So we're without excuses today. We're without excuses today. We've heard the word of the Lord to know that forgiveness is not optional, but it's mandated by God. Forgiveness is freeing. You free yourself. I free myself. When I walk in forgiveness, when I release others, forgiveness is unlimited. There's no limit to us forgiving, because there's no limit to the forgiveness we receive at the hand of the Father. I pray today that this word has caused all of us to come up to a higher level of forgiveness, that the place where we still remember, the place where we still don't like to look at the person when we run into them, a higher level. I'm asking God to give us all a higher level of forgiveness, a higher level of release, a higher level. No hindrance, nothing holding us back from complete forgiveness, full forgiveness, like the Father extends to us. So I pray that today over us in the name of Jesus. My time is almost gone, but I want to quickly again invite you to please join us. Victory International Praise Ministries, 250 North Babcock Street, for the Business Anointing Christ in the Marketplace Conference, going on this weekend, Saturday at 5 p.m. through Monday evening. The conference will end it. Let me just go through the dates really quick. February 19th, 5 p.m., international speaker Dr. Andrew Lloyd. Sunday morning, February 20th, 11 o'clock service, international speaker Dr. Andrew Lloyd. Sunday evening at 5 p.m., our very own Pastor Thomas Robinson.
Monday at noon, Pastor Thomas Robinson is hosting a class, Streams of Income, Monday, 12 noon. Don't miss that. Monday evening, February 21st at 7:30 p.m., we'll have Dr. Andrew Lloyd wrap up and close this session. If you want to join us, services are free. If you want to join us, you can't make it in, join us on WebEx app. Contact us for registration information, VIPMinistries@att.net or TomRob7662@gmail.com. My time is gone. God bless you. May you walk in victory and freedom in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to VIPMinistries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. I'm Denny Nugent with today's question. It takes us to the fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Of course, Sunday, not the Jewish Sabbath Saturday, but Sunday is the traditional day of corporate worship for Christians. Well, a passage often used to explain that is Colossians 2, 16 and 17, which says that, quote, "No one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink or in respect to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath day, things which are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ." Now, John, could that verse free believers from the Old Testament's Sabbath requirements?
Yes, I think it does. I think that is clearly a pronouncement that the Sabbath ceremonies and the Sabbath celebrations and the ordination of the Sabbath as that special day has been set aside. It couldn't be more explicit. No one is to act as your judge in respect to a Sabbath day. The Sabbath has been set aside. I think there's theological reason. That was the day that God rested in creation, and so it commemorated the creative work of God. Now we have a different commemoration. The early church met on the first day of the week, not the seventh day, because that commemorated the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That became known, according to Revelation 1, as the Lord's Day. Now you can't take Old Testament Sabbath requirements and push them onto Sunday. That's not what the New Testament does. Every day is holy to the Lord. We can worship every day. Having said that,